welcome. You're watching The Buck Stops here, and I'm Barkha Dutt. The big political story, Robert Vadra is sitting on a landmine, quite literally, not just metaphorically anymore. The Justice Dhingra Commission set up to inquire into his contentious land deals, including the allegations of a windfall gain from DLF of 43 crores, has submitted its report to the BJP-led government in Haryana. Chief Minister Khattar now has Justice Dhingra's report. It's up to him and his government when that report will be made public. Justice Dhingra held a cryptic press conference where he did confirm one very important fact. He said irregularities have been committed in these land deals, going on to say that if there were no irregularities, why would I write a long 182-page report? Asked whether only government representatives and politicians had been named in the report or private individuals as well, he assented on the question of private individuals, alluding perhaps to Robert Vadra. We do have some exclusive details from that report on this program today as the Congress alleges a witch hunt. We ask whether Mr. Vadra can now escape, in a sense, the political controversy that is bound to follow, or whether the BJP will take the next logical steps, or is the BJP also now being a little soft on Robert Vadra, as some other parties, non-Congress, non-BJP parties, have alleged. All that and more on the program. But first, it's across to Siddharth Pandey, my colleague, who broke the story of those details from the Dhingra Commission report. Siddharth, if we paid close attention to Justice Dhingra today, the biggest thing that stood out was him saying, yes, irregularities did take place, and saying a yes when asked whether private individuals had been named in his report. What we do not know is whether he has made former Chief Minister of Haryana, Bhupinder Hooda, take the bulk of the fall for these contentious land deals, for changing a mutation that enables Robert Vadra to earn a windfall gain, or whether Vadra himself has been recommended for possible prosecution or probe. What are the details you have?
Well, Barkha, as you said it, I think the bulk of the blame, definitely, as far as our sources are telling us, rests with Bhupinder Singh Hooda, the former chief minister of the state. Importantly, he was also the person who was heading the Department of Town and Country Planning, the department which actually gave out all these licenses. So, in fact, the discretionary powers were with him. And in fact, what we are told by sources is that the entire system was ad hoc. The system of giving out these licenses was ad hoc. Discretionary powers were used, and there were irregularities in the way it was done. So, in fact, our sources, in fact, telling us that Mr. Hooda definitely has a lot to answer for, and there were definitely irregularities as far as he's concerned. But Justice Dhingra, in fact, in that very cryptic press conference, as you said, going one step further, saying that private individuals, companies have also been mentioned, anyone who could have committed an irregularity. The fact is that Skylight Hospitality, there were two issues why that particular transaction came into the entire focus. That firm, of course, owned by Robert Vadra. Two things. One, of course, that windfall gain which they had, but more importantly, the fact that the license was given to them, and very soon after they got the license, that license was transferred when it was sold to DLF. So in effect, permission was given to them, but could that permission then be just transferred by selling that to somebody else? That's something which also we are told forms part of this report. Of course, we are also told that it's not just Mr. Vadra's firm, but any firm. 250 licenses were examined by Justice Dhingra. In fact, the report talks about all of them in detail, wherever he felt that there were irregularities. We are also told that there is in fact several points where he's mentioned as to how to ensure that in the future these discretionary powers are removed, and of course transparency be brought into the entire process.
But Siddharth, the fact of the matter is that the interest right now in the story is not all these other players, but in Robert Vadra. That's where the politics lies. That's where the next steps will get determined. And Justice Dhingra said it's up to the government to make that public. What are your sources there in the Haryana government saying? When might we see this report actually be made public? We're told the assembly has just ended. It was in session up until today, so that may not happen anytime soon. But what are you picking up from Mr. Khattar's office or the party there?
Well, interesting things, you know, Barkha, as you said, interestingly, today was the last day of the assembly session just behind me here, and they were discussing pay raise amongst one of the several things for MLAs. But of course, that session ended. Had this report come out yesterday, the only thing they'd be talking about, of course, would be this report. It's also a bit of a hot potato, this report, because we are told that several of the officials who have apparently been named in this report are officials who are right now working in the Khattar government as well. How will action be taken against them, if at all? Will the government perhaps wait it out, put this report, table it in the next session of the assembly, or of course start taking action against those people who've been named? I'm also told by sources out here that it's not just going to be Mr. Khattar's decision alone, but in fact he would obviously be looking at Delhi's leadership as to how to proceed in this matter. It's not just an issue of Gurgaon and Haryana alone. They are, the fact that Robert Vadra himself and his company, in fact, was one of the companies that was being probed by this firm, by this commission. So the fact is that they were, Mr. Khattar is bound to be looking at at the center also for some kind of an indication how to proceed further with this report.
All right, Siddharth, a very, very interesting point there. The curious timing of it all, the Justice Dhingra submits his report right as the assembly session comes to a close, which is one way actually of ensuring that, as you said, even yesterday would have meant that we could have seen this this report be made public on the floor of the House. And in a sense, the ball is now very firmly in the BJP's court and in the Khattar government's court. Thank you very much. Let's go straight to our debate today. Is Robert Vadra now literally sitting on a landmine? Let's introduce our guest, Randeep Surjewala of the Congress. Its senior leader is with us. Sambit Patra of the BJP is with us. Ashish Khetan of the Aam Aadmi Party is with us. KTS Tulsi, senior advocate, has also given a legal advice and represented the Vadra family, is on the program. With me in the studio, Dushyant Chautala, who's of course a prominent Haryana politician, leader of the Indian National Loktal, was among the first parties to actually allege a match fixing between the BJP and the Congress on this issue earlier. And Pinky Anand, the additional Solicitor General of India, is also on the program. Randeep, on what basis do you impute motives to Justice Dhingra? You question his credibility. You say witch hunt. Why is the Congress getting so anxious when even the full details of what Justice Dhingra has exactly said about Robert Vadra have not been outed yet? Doesn't that betray guilt?
Well, Barkha, firstly, there is no landmine that any individual is sitting on. Let me correct you to begin with.
Well, it's a nice.
There
it's
is a report that has been presented.
It's a pun on land, just to.
But that's okay.
Yeah, okay.
That's okay. You're welcome to say that, and I respect it. No problem. Mm-hmm. But all that I was pointing out was Mr. Dhingra has submitted a report. That report is yet not in public domain. Even before the report came in public domain, its bits and parts have been leaked to the media and press. Mm-hmm. By whom? Either by the commission or by the BJP government or at the instance of BJP's top leadership. The sole idea is witch hunt, witch hunt, witch hunt. Vendetta and slander have been governing this case for years together. For 25 months they are in power now. No FIR has been lodged because there is nothing to hide. Secondly, Mr. Dhingra has not summoned either Mr. Vadra or any officer of his company, which he would have to under Commission of Inquiry Act,
yes,
if there was any adverse finding or prejudicial finding which he wanted to record. Failing which, there can be no adverse or prejudicial finding.
But there's a contradiction in your argument, Randeep. On the one hand, I will tell you that there are a number of people believe that Robert Vadra will get away precisely because the Dhingra Commission did not summon him. On the other hand, you say it's a witch hunt. It can't be both. It can't be that Robert Vadra gets an out because he wasn't summoned. But, oh, it's a witch hunt.
See, the facts are very simple. What has Mr. Vadra done? Government, in accordance with a time-tested policy, I'm sorry, what Siddharth was saying was completely incorrect, proceeds to grant a license for 2.7 acres. There is 33,600 acres which has been licensed by different governments. But BJP does not order an inquiry into them. It only orders an inquiry into 16 commercial licenses worth 63 acres,
okay,
because Mr. Vadra's less than 3 acre, 2.7 acre is a part thereof. Hmm. By all means, do so. But which rule, which regulation, which policy has been violated? Actually, none. And in this case, Mr. Vadra's license has not been renewed. Also, the transfer of license as yet has not been finalized by the government.
Okay.
So when Siddharth says that it has been transferred and sold, it is wrong. it has yet not been finally transferred.
Okay,
so where is the undue favor?
I will point you to Ashok Khemka's report, but let me bring in Sambit Patra. As I do that, Ashok Khemka very clearly elaborates this by pointing out that a deal worth about 7 crores suddenly becomes valued at about 58 crores. The CAG report itself says that this was a windfall gain of 43 crores. Further, Khemka has pointed out, Sambit, in a letter to the current chief minister, that there is a quid pro quo possible here because the Huda government had cleared a 350 crore worth land deal, forest land, which DLF would have benefited from. And he says that this is, in fact, the possible Wazirabad quid pro quo, as it's called, till the High Court actually quashed that deal. So Khemka has traced this very carefully. Sambit, the question becomes, what is the BJP going to do about it?
My question is, as far as what the BJP is going to do, we have to wait for the action of the Haryana government, and I would not be able to preempt what the action of the Haryana government would be. But the big question is, look, even before the results are out, even before the commission's report is out, I am not privy to the report, and I think you are also not privy to the report.
Well,
and
Mr.
Surjewala also is probably not privy to the... No one has the report. No one has gone through the 182-page report. But the problem is, how does the Congress party allege that it's a witch hunt? My simple question is, if you do not have witches amongst you, so why do you worry for a hunt? Even if someone was hunting, why are you worried if you do not have witches amongst you? Witches implying corrupt people, as you are saying. So naturally, the kind of nervousness which is palpable amongst the Congress people itself shows that their wrongdoings have caught them in their wrong foot.
This guilt conscience of the Congress party. Today is a very literal day of this program. Randeep objects to the word landmine. He thinks there's an actual landmine. You think witch hunt means actual witches. But of course, you're asking a metaphor.
No. I meant corrupt people.
Of course, I know that. Now, yeah. Randeep, brief sentence. I want to go to Ashish and Dushyant. Let Randeep respond to that. I think it's a very fair question. You don't know what's in the report, Randeep. You're accusing the judge of selective leaks. You're saying the judge made a legal error in not giving Vadra a right to defense. Then you're saying he has a witch hunt. To me, it would seem like the commission's going soft, because the judge would certainly know enough law to know that if Vadra doesn't show up in person, although he has sent a questionnaire, Randeep, there is a questionnaire. So you can't say that Vadra has not had his say. Mr. Vadra has not had his say.
Barka, let's be clear, and I'll say it in 3 short sentences.
Yeah.
Number one, for anybody who has to be indicted by a commission or an adverse finding has to be recorded, Commission of Inquiry Act says that person has to be summoned in person, has to be given a chance to defend himself or herself, and has to be given an opportunity to cross-examine witnesses.
Yes.
I don't know what the report is,
yes,
but neither Mr. Huda nor Mr. Vadra or any officer of the company has been summoned. One,
but
two.
Huda was asked
in
to come
this
twice.
Case, the judge himself.
Mr. Huda, correct me if I'm wrong. Mr. Huda, to the best of my knowledge, it was asked to come twice before the commission and did not show up.
No, let me correct you on that. Mr. Huda was given a summon once.
Yes.
He appeared through his counsel and said,
yes,
what is the offense against
personally.
Me? To which the
personally.
Judge passes an order. Please listen. The judge passes an order in writing. There is no complaint against Mr. Huda. If there is no complaint against Mr. Huda, if he is not summoned as an accused, there can be no adverse finding against him. But what I was saying was something different. Here is a case where the judge, after becoming the judge and after trying to investigate the so-called licenses, has accepted gift of a land for a trust that is headed by him and is based in Niti Bagh, Delhi, from a private person. How the hell does anybody dream in Gurgaon that you need to give land? Then he also violates all rules and gets a road constructed for that land.
I do think it's a
problem. Barkha, I believe BJP, I think BJP should get a chance to answer.
Okay, quickly please, I do have to go to the other subject.
No, I understand that. But look, the big issue is the matter over here in hand on discussion is not whether the commission was right or wrong as alleged by the Congress party, not whether Mr. Huda and Mr. Robert Vadra were summoned or not. These are legal intricacies and there are legal luminaries.
Yes.
I can see 2 of them over here in the channel. They can discuss and debate that out.
Yes.
The issue is whether Robert Vadra was wrong or whether Robert Vadra was not corrupt. And umpteen number of evidences from various other inputs, including the CAG, including including other evidences, point to the fact that Mr. Robert Wadra was wrong, Mr. Robert Wadra was corrupt, and in fact there was a collusion of sorts between Mr. Hudda and Mr. Wadra,
so that there was windfall gain for Robert Wadra
and the Congress Party.
Okay, just now, just a second,
just
other.
A second. I was not interjecting. I was not interjecting. You can object to it, but after I complete my sentences, sir,
I have to move on.
No, no, sir. Sir, you can object, but object in a disciplined way. I was not interjecting.
Okay, guys, you have your report. Why don't you take action? Can we move on now? Sambit and Randeep, let the others speak. Let the others speak now.
Why are you reacting to the?
Okay,
why are you reacting to the whole commission?
Okay, now everybody calm down. Ashish and Dushyant, let's bring in political perspective. Then we'll get in the legal perspective. Ashish, the fact of the matter is, it's been a long time since this land scam first erupted. It was I still remember Arvind Kejriwal's press conference on this issue back in the day. Now, we are still yet to see any concrete action in this case. And a lot of people will probably not even remember the case well, except journalists and politicians. What's going on here?
Absolutely. So, the case was actually open and shut at least 4 years ago, when first Arvind Kejriwal raised it and then other parties also raised the issue. It was very clear. It was a case of providing windfall gains to Robert Wadra and his company by the Hudda government. Everything was in black and white. A check was given to Omkara Properties. When Robert Wadra didn't have even more than 1 lakh rupees in his bank account, the check was given for 7.5 crores. He had back-to-back arrangement with DLF. He had already taken crores and crores of rupees in advance. And then very quickly, a license was given by Town and Planning Department to convert land usage from agricultural to commercial.
Yes.
And very soon, there was a windfall gain of 50 crores. These facts we have been repeating ad nauseum
yes.
for the last 4 years. And yes. the CAG report about a year ago had already validated all these findings. What is happening today for the last 2.5 years is shadow boxing between Bharatiya Janata Party and Congress. If you remember, on the eve of the Lok Sabha polls, Mr. Ravi Shankar Prasad, who is the current law minister, had released a CD called Damadji.
Yes.
And according to him and the BJP, the investigation was already done. So immediately after forming the government, they should have registered an FIR, and by now even our judgment should have been in our hands. We should have been debating a court verdict.
Yeah.
Instead, what we are debating today, we are debating a report which is a commission of inquiry, which is just recommendatory in nature. We don't know what will happen in this case. Actually, what is happening is a farce being played out by BJP, and Congress and BJP come in public domain, they lock horns, but actually nothing happens. Robert Wadra is still going places. He is still very happy. A lot of money is sitting in his bank accounts. He is living a very privileged life. Nothing has happened to him.
Okay.
And nothing has happened, by the way, to Mr. Hudda either. Because more than 20,000 similar land deals were struck during Hudda's 10 years of chief ministership. All should have been investigated. In every one of them, the BJP was crying there was corruption. In every one of them,
so
there was a lot of money which was
BJP.
Flowing out to
you're,
Congress.
You're alleging
that was
a deliberate go slow
crying.
By the BJP.
Nothing has happened.
You're alleging a deliberate go slow by the BJP. And I think Dushyant...
Go slow? I'm saying...
Yeah. Let me get in, Dushyant.
This is farcical.
This is farcical.
This is absolutely farcical. If after a CAG report, if after so many reports, and after a CD by called Damadji by Ravi Shankar Prasad and BJP, are 2.5 years into the NDA government, we still have a report which is neither here nor there.
Okay.
What has happened to Robert Wadra till date?
Let me bring Dushyant.
Have they taken any action against him?
I will put that to the BJP Congress in just a moment.
Where is
I
the FIR? Okay. Where is any criminal
okay.
action?
Dushyant, now. You were also among the first to say ye match fixing hai. Ki in logon ka koi secret deal hai. Ab aaj, jab now this report is out, aap kaise dekhte
hai? Barkha, I saw Mr. Sujewala speaking and he said there is no FIR being registered. There is nothing, no charges has been put on. I just want to remind him, recently when Associated Journal Limited land deal was out in public.
The National Herald case.
National Herald case, and Mr. Hudda, who was the chief minister and head of the Hudda department, gave out a land to the Associated Journal Limited, in which his son is now associate director there. Yeah. And that land was given at a rate of 1983, that was 91 rupees per square meter. Similarly, what has been happening in Gurgaon, not only this sector 83 or the four villages which has been dealt by the Dhingra Commission, but look around Gurgaon. After sector 55, which was built by the Haryana Urban Development Department, in Chautala Sahib's regime. Hmm. After that, not even one government sector has been put in.
But Ashish is raising the point that why hasn't the BJP government taken action?
You should ask BJP that it's been 6 months after the FIR for ASG which has been registered. Not the case has been given to CBI, nor vigilance inquiry has been started. No action has been taken.
And on Vadra?
On Vadra also similar thing is happening.
So these are interesting points coming from Dushyant and Ashish, and we'll take them back to the Congress BJP. On the point of law, Pinky, this point that the judge did not summon Robert Vadra, Randeep says there wasn't even a notice, there was simply a questionnaire. He did not even ask Ashok Khemka, who's the bureaucrat who exposed this entire thing, to depose before him. Now, if on this ground alone Robert Vadra can say that, look, you never gave me a right of response, so nothing you say actually stands, then to me it suggests a going soft on Vadra and not a witch hunt, as the Congress claims. There's a contradiction there.
See, all I can tell you is this. As far as the law is concerned, whether it's a witch hunt, it's not a witch hunt, it's a soft report, not a soft report, that's outside my purview. But as far as the law is concerned, yes, if there is an adverse finding against somebody, they have to get an opportunity.
As far as
I understand, notices were given to Chief Minister Hooda.
To Chief Minister, but Randeep says that Robert Vadra was not given a notice but a questionnaire.
But I do believe that some kind of notice had gone to him. That's only my understanding. I could be subject to verification on
that.
So the point is, if notices have been given and they choose not to appear,
they can't be compelled. That's a Hooda's case. But if a questionnaire is sent?
If a questionnaire is sent, an opportunity can be said to be given.
It can be legally argued an opportunity for response was given.
Yes.
And in terms of this report not being public,
that can't be.
Why not?
Barkha, the principles of Commission of Inquiry Act demand that the report of the commission is to be handed over to the government, and before it is handed over to the government, it is not a public document. The government is to take a decision. This is only a recommendation.
So KTS Tulsi, this is an interesting point made by Pinky, who argues that even a questionnaire can be said to be an opportunity given to Robert Vadra to respond. What I want to ask you is how anybody can say Mr. Vadra is the victim when he is somebody sitting, according to the CAG, on a windfall gain of 43 crores, when the chief minister of the time, Bhupinder Hooda, controversially changes land use and raises the value of the land. And thirdly, when everybody says, what is the quid pro quo? You have a bureaucrat, the same Ashok Khemka, who talks about 350 acres of land allotted to DLF in Wazirabad, Gurgaon in 2009 and 2010, till the High Court strikes it down, making a critical observation about this undue favour to DLF. So Ashok Khemka joins all these dots and says, here Hooda helps Robert Vadra make money, and in turn DLF gets a grand sweetheart clearance of forest land deal from the same Hooda government. How is Robert Vadra the victim?
Robert Vadra is the victim because the Haryana government, instead of the popular belief is that favoured him, but in fact disfavoured him. If you take the order of 15th November 2008, the Skylight Hospitality had applied for condemnation or delay because the LOI which was issued required a collaboration agreement with a builder. Now, that collaboration agreement had to be entered into within 60 days. He took about 6 months, and therefore he applied for condemnation or delay. The condemnation or delay application was rejected. As a result of the rejection of that condemnation delay exercise, he had to pay 7 crore 15 lakh rupees. Instead, otherwise, if it had not been rejected, he would only have had to pay 3 lakh 62 lakh.
And
4 crore 13 lakh had to be paid extra.
Sir,
if this is not the conclusive proof that the Haryana government in fact disfavored him, there is nothing more.
Sir,
what else is the allegation?
Allegation
is of windfall gains.
Yes.
Can I explain to you the windfall gain is again another fiction. Skylight Hospitality spent 7 crore 95 lakh on stamp duty. It paid 7 crore 43 lakh as commercial colony charges. It paid 73 lakh as renewal of license fee.
But he paid all of this after he got
thereafter,
the money from DLF.
He paid another 8 crore.
All of this without money in his own bank account after he got the money from DLF.
No. Which law requires you to have money in your own account? I can arrange money from anywhere. I can have back-to-back arrangement. There is no law prohibiting back-to-back arrangement.
And Randeep, quickly.
I see the point of law ultimately
which
is
law
money.
Prohibit?
Money is to be given by a person. Where the funds come from should be valid
the
legal funds.
Act
but it doesn't mean that it has been your account or not your account.
Money paid or promised, or partly paid or partly promised.
Okay, let's get Ashish, then Sambit, and then Randeep on this. Ashish, Mr. Tulsi says, what law requires you to have that money in your own account? So what? It's a legitimate business deal. Advance tha, paisa mila, wapis diya.
He is absolutely right. He is absolutely right. Only it's for the common man that the law has certain requirements. As far as Robert Wadra and Gandhi family is concerned,
Which law
requires anything of them. Because
Which
Robert Wadra was a... Let me complete, sir. Robert Wadra was a man who was of humble beginnings, whose family was selling tamba and pital in some forsaken district in UP. But suddenly when he gets married to Priyanka Gandhi, and Priyanka Gandhi becomes Priyanka Gandhi Wadra, then Robert Wadra gets this magic wand of turn of conjuring money out of thin air. He starts striking deals. Let me one second. He starts striking deals with DLF. He opens up companies after companies. He has dozens of companies. He starts dabbling in land.
And you can't continue to just mete out facts which are totally wrong.
Where was he getting all this money from?
Does he not have rights as a citizen?
How can Congress chief minister? How can any Congress chief? Let me complete. How can any Congress chief minister deal with a file which pertains to the son-in-law of the Gandhi family? He should have recused himself.
He dealt with it.
He was the minister for town and planning department. Why was Robert Wadra dealing in land under a Congress regime?
He was
getting all due clearances, licenses, permissions, out of turn.
Let Sambit can respond.
How?
Randeep
no ordinary,
I think
ordinary
that's a very
man,
fair question,
no
Randeep.
Common man gets
There's
that.
There's a conflict.
It's only Robert Wadra who gets that.
Okay, Randeep, I think that's a very good question.
Well, Aam Aadmi Party appears to have made a profession out of abusing the Congress Party, but I'll just let Mr. Khaitan have that. Firstly, the PAG or CAG report that you continue to refer to, Barkha, is a ex-party report suffered by Mr. Khattar deliberately. That's what the RTI and the record show, so let's be right. Number two, the license was never transferred from Mr. Robert Wadra's company Skylight to DLF. So I think we need to be correct
but
on that.
But if the license was
and
never
the license
transferred,
has not
just,
even
I
been
just
renewed.
I just want to clarify this. If the license was never transferred, how did the value of this land, according to you, Randeep, jump up from 7.5 to 58 crores? Can you please explain this? Because in my understanding, it is because Mr.
Absolutely.
Huda decided to change the land use.
I'm very happy that you raised that
issue. 24 crore more has been invested.
Let me clarify. I'm very happy that you raise it. The value of the land is not 7.5 crore. The value of 2.7 acre only land is 7.95 crore or roughly 8 crore.
Okay.
On that, when you change land use from agriculture to commercial,
yes.
Mr. Robert Wadra paid 7.43 crore extra. Plus 72 lakh rupees for extension. That takes the value to 16.11 crores,
okay.
Not 7 crore.
Okay.
Plus Mr. Wadra then pays 8 crore rupees of tax on it. So it's 24.50 odd crore, sells for 58 crore. The interregnum period is 5 years. He buys land on 21st January 2008, sells it in 2012. Any land will get enhanced in 5 years.
Okay, Sambit wants to come in, but Pinky, you were saying the tax can't be added.
How can tax be added to the value of the land or the deal? I mean, it is part of his own income or whatever deduction.
That's what I would think.
It is not part of the increase of land in any manner or value thereof.
Sambit and then Dushyant. Sambit, go ahead.
Let's keep the things simple so that the common people who are watching us can also understand. Let me give a very simple example as to how Mr. Robert Wadra was wrong. Let me quote one single line from the CAG report. The CAG said, I quote, the commercial license was granted to Skylight Hospitality merely after reading Wadra's name in director's column. That means the financial capability of Mr. Wadra to launch a commercial product was
That's
not enough
false.
To get meet the requirements. Can I please complete? I was not interjecting.
Yeah.
The financial capacity of Mr. Robert Vadra's Skylight Hospitality was only 1 lakh when he applied for the license, and that was not enough for him to get the license.
Yes.
But I have the official file, which is in public domain, because the CAG has already reflected upon it. And you can see the official file. I read out from the official file, and this is very important, yet simple for the people to understand. The department has not granted any license to the applicant company, MS Skylight Hospitality Private Limited,
yes,
for setting of commercial colony. The comments of the office in this regard may be pursued, perused on NP16. The financial capacity, considering the status of director of the applicant company, can be considered. And further, they say Mr. Robert Vadra is one of the director of the company, so please keep his status in mind. And then you have the signature of the chief minister approving that, yes, the license can be granted,
yeah,
to Mr. Vadra.
Yeah.
Now, Barkha, any common man, Barkha, can any common man with financial capability of just 1 lakh, any common man with just capability of 1 lakh, can he or she get a commercial license? Of course, no. Will we have financial, will we have file notings in government files saying that please consider the status of Mr. Sambit Patra or Randeep Surjewala, because they're extremely important people, and that's why keeping aside rules,
Sambit,
grant them
point.
The license.
Let Randeep briefly respond. I do want to get in Dushyant, because we haven't yet explored with you, Sambit,
why
Ashish and Dushyant think there's a kind of match fixing game on between the BJP and the Congress.
Allow me to answer.
The
answer
rhetoric
that.
For Robert Vadra is only reserved for TV studios, but you don't move legally on him. Even
now,
since
you have asked a question, I should answer this question. Mr. Surjewala, please allow me 10 seconds to answer this question, since the question has been raised. No, if we really had to give a clean chit to Mr. Vadra, if we did not have to raise the issue of Mr. Vadra, why this commission in the first place?
No.
Why
you
this
keep
debate
it alive,
in the first
but
place?
But you don't act on it. You keep it alive, but you don't act on it.
No. I'll tell you the tactics of the Congress. Once the Congress is caught with the wrong act, once the act of dacoity is caught, they tease us. Oh, if you have the evidences, why don't you proceed against us? Why don't you establish a commission?
Yes.
Why don't you inquire against us? And once we start the inquiry, and once the report is submitted, then the Congress says, you cannot have both the sides.
Let Randeep come in now. I want to go to Dushyant and then back to KTS Tulsi. Okay, Randeep.
Barkha,
yes.
The long-winded explanation that Sambit gave, he forgot to mention that the file that he is reading is the file where Mr. Robert Vadra's application was rejected. So let's not mislead. This is how
rejected.
The game of maligning and muckraking begins. I challenge
you.
I have a copy of the file. This
CM
is a
has
letter.
Approved the license.
I have the file. Taken it in RTI.
Please show me
and
the file.
I did not interject, so please have patience to listen.
No, you interjected, but
please
let
come
me correct
just now
you.
And I'll
the file
show you the file.
Has approval of the
no,
CM, sir.
You are absolutely wrong. You are misleading. This was a
not
letter of
all.
Intent.
I challenge you.
Well, Barkha, I don't
the
think so. We are going to have any discussion.
And the CAG has mentioned it.
Randeep, the point is, Randeep. Firstly,
this is how the game of muckraking goes on.
No, but you said
the letter of intent was rejected.
Randeep, you added the tax that Robert Vadra paid. You added the tax that Robert Vadra paid to the value of the land. I did not follow that at all. Even Pinky raised objections to that. How can tax that you pay be added to the value of the land?
Why not? That is part of investment.
Can I just point out one thing?
I think Mr. KTS Tulsi wants to answer that.
Can I just point out one thing? The simple issue was...
Yeah.
What Sambit was pointing out was that the status of Mr. Vadra was seen to grant a license.
Yes.
Mr. Vadra was never granted a license. It was a letter of intent which was rejected on file by the same chief minister. It is only later, then when a joint development agreement was filed between DLF and Mr. Vadra, status of DLF was seen.
Let
for granting
now.
Of license. So let's be right on facts.
Okay, let's get Dushyant.
Like the PAG report was an ex-party report, let's not mislead.
Dushyant, beyond the sort of the legalese and the technicalities, which a lot of people may not understand, the fact of the matter is, the bottom line is that the chief minister of the time changed the land use, increasing the value of the land from agricultural to commercial. That made... The question is, DLF could have just asked for that license directly. Why did it need a Robert Vadra?
See, when you... What Mr. Surjewala was saying right now, why are we only focusing it on Vadra? Mr. Dhingra has given out a report of 16 different licenses.
Yes.
That means Mr. Surjewala at least agrees that 15 were given wrongly, if Vadra was given rightly. The main question is, it's not only about Sector 83 and the other part, it is about full Gurgaon. Today you see the conditions of Gurgaon, you see traffic jams there, you see unbuilt houses which have gone into bankruptcies, companies have filed bankruptcies. It is only because of these illegal CLUs that was.
Do you agree with Ashish that you're surprised that an FIR, that you believe that the CAG report was enough basis for the Khattar government to register an FIR?
It was. If we see the report that will be published, hopefully, like the Prakash Committee report was put into public domain on the second day. Hopefully, Mr. Khattar does it tomorrow or day after.
Yeah.
We can see that, and hopefully, there is an FIR registered or CBI inquiry starts on this.
Piki, to you and Katie Tulsi's point, and then I'll take it to Ashish. You say tax can't be added to the value. You've heard the number they've added. They're saying it's not just 7.5. I think their computation with taxes, I think Mr. Tulsi's calculation is 24 crores. I think 24 crores became 58 crores, and any citizen is entitled to that.
No, the question is not that, Barkha. The whole question is how deals are done, how you have valid permissions or you don't have them, how you can transfer those valid permissions or try to think about transferring them in the future row, so to say, by having a transaction. So the question is really how the whole transaction happens. And one of the possibilities of looking into an issue is the windfall gains.
Yeah.
Because that's what the CAG did, for example, to see a windfall gain.
Yes.
You can't have it overnight in 3-4 months. Nobody else does it. Why did it happen in this case? That shows that there's some nexus behind the situation. That is what the whole basis is.
And to you, Mr. KTS Tulsi, let me just read out to you what Ashok Khemka's letter to Mr. Khattar says. It talks about a quid pro quo for DLF in return for a deal with Robert Vadra's firm, 350 acres of land allotted to DLF in Wazirabad in 2009 and 10, 1,000 crore concessions given to DLF by Haryana Industrial Development Body. This is the charge by Mr. Khemka. And I will also read to you before you respond. The Punjab and Haryana High Court then quashes the allotment of this land on a technicality in 2014. But actually says that there are possible undertones of the entire process having been initiated to favor DLF may be discernible. I'm reading out to you from the Punjab and Haryana High Court, sir.
You see, one can, there may be, DLF is one of the major builders. There may
but
be
the
hundreds of deals that they
DLF.
Have done.
That's
any number of deals may be struck down.
I think I can answer
any,
that.
Any,
because
no,
I
quid
know
pro quo, there is no material to connect. You can't spin by imagination connected. High court's observation, I don't know in what context, I can't read the judgment, but the point is that in this case, every citizen of the country has a right to purchase land, and the Contract Act, which is a law for everybody, including Mr. Vadra, it says that it is a contract for a price paid or promised to be paid, or partly paid and partly promised to be paid. Now, so far as source of money is concerned, there is income tax. There is a sale deed. The sale deed stamp duty is paid. The tax is paid. Now, you have to go into, if you want to go into, that's only an income tax issue. Where is the corruption? When it is declared, every person. And you say that for 24 crore is the investment. How much money has gone out of the
pocket? But you're adding the tax to that. How can the tax be the investment? I'm sorry if I'm illiterate here, but how can the tax that you pay on revenue be part of your investment?
Why not? Yes, of course, that's added to the cost of acquiring an asset. If you acquire an asset and you're liable to pay tax, you have to add that to the cost of the asset.
Pinky, do you want to take the cost of asset?
I'm a little lost here. Also.
Yeah,
the cost of asset comes to 24 crore.
That Vadra paid his tax,
yeah,
and that was added to the value of the land.
Yes, that's
now the question is on acquiring of land, you pay tax. I mean, which kind of tax is he talking about?
What tax is this, Mr. Tulsi? What is this tax that you've added to the value of the land?
This is tax on profit.
Profit?
How can the tax on profit be your cost?
Why not? You pay capital gains that's added to your asset.
That is after the sale. You're not talking about investing in the property, Mr. Tulsi.
Okay, let's bring in.
I don't understand this.
No, we do not. That's what we're asking you to explain to us. You are saying that the tax, Mr. Tulsi,
was the cost of the land,
is part of Mr. Vadra's cost. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Ashish Khitan, take that on.
Yeah. See, first of all, it's very clear that some of these builders were hand in glove with the Huda government. They were getting a lot of favors. And in turn, they were asked by the Huda government to grant the Gandhi family one favor, which is transfer 50 crore rupees through a land deal. A land which DLF could have directly acquired, instead was acquired through a Robert Wadra company, so that Robert Wadra could be benefited by 50 crores, which according to Mr. Tulsi is 25 crores. Whatever the money may be, Robert Wadra benefited only because he was or he happened to be the son-in-law of Mrs. Sonia Gandhi. That's it. That was his only qualification which entitled him, qualified him for a deal with DLF and for a deal with Omkara Properties and for an expeditious commercial license from Town and Planning Department which was headed directly by Huda. That's the crux of the matter. There were several
there
such
were
land deals which
were being
struck
granted
at that time by different builders. Each of these land deals was a gold mine.
Okay,
because
okay,
Congress party,
point
why are you shouting in between?
33,000 gold
Congress
mines.
Party
there
was being run through mines. Land deals being struck in Gurgaon.
Okay, let's
your
bring in
coffers,
Gandhi here.
Your war chest, your treasury was being financed from land deals which were being struck in Gurgaon and other areas of
let's
Haryana.
Bring in
that
and
everybody
and
knows,
going to last
and it's a shame
soon.
That BJP is not ready to investigate
okay,
that.
Randeep, you, Mr. Tulsi said he will not comment on the Punjab and Haryana quashing of the DLF Wazirabad deal. I bring it up again and again because it has often been said that if there was an agreement between Robert Wadra and DLF and they're known to be friendly, that's not criminal. That's between them. Now, here the allegation from Mr. Khemka is of a clear quid pro quo. The quid pro quo being that the Huda government gives clearance on a gigantic land deal of forest land to DLF. And that is the reason DLF did Robert Wadra this favor, because DLF could have simply gone straight and applied for this license. Why do they need Wadra? This is the question that nobody is answering. Please, if you can answer it, Randeep.
Because he has a suitable land.
I'll answer it.
He
no problem.
Because
land.
He has a
the
land.
The problem is... Okay.
Where does he get the land?
Okay. Randeep.
I'll tell you. The problem is that we always are reading half-truths and half-baked facts. If you look at the same Wazirabad land deal, so-called,
yes.
It was advertised by BJP Lokdal government, not by the Congress government, when Mr. Om Prakash Chautala was chief minister. There is elaborate documentation, and if you see the High Court judgment itself, I think page 7 or 8, you will find detailed reference thereto. It's only then the government changed and the process continued. So for heaven's sake, do not rely upon a letter by Mr. Khemka, whose own order has been quashed even by the current BJP government and who has been consigned to different positions and transfers after seeing his conduct even by Mr. Khattar.
Yeah.
So let's be right on facts. You sometimes talk about CAG report, which is an ex-party report. Suffered by whom? Suffered by the present chief minister. Now we are speaking about a land deal which was advertised and initiated by BJP and Lokdal's government. Only the process continued during the next government. So let's be right on facts before painting Mr. Wadra with a black brush.
You actually raise an interesting question about the BJP and Ashok Khemka, and I think I must bring in Sambit here, because Sambit, there is a sense that after that Damaji CD that Ravi Shankar Prasad released, which Ashish Khitan refers to, the BJP's attack on Robert Wadra seemed to have lost, the bite. The bite has kind of gone from the attack. It's lost its edge. Maybe it's lost its commitment. And the reason that a number of parties like AAP and Dushyant Chautala are raising this is because they ask again and again, A, Khemka was a big hero for you in the 2014 campaign. Now he's consigned to one corner. You know, he was supposed to come to Delhi. That never happened. B, that the CAG report provided you enough opportunity to file an FIR. That didn't happen.
Now, first and foremost, look, I mean, as far as the BJP trying to favor the Gandhis are concerned, let me begin by saying that it is first time, I think, in the history that both the mother and the son duo, Sonia ji and Rahul ji, whom the court has called as accused number one and accused number two, they're out on bail because there is a case going on in the court. And that is because of the fact that we did not shield them. So please don't say that we are trying to shield the Gandhis. As far as Robert Vadra is concerned, as far as Mr. Khemka is concerned, your question as to why we do not promote Khemka, why don't we bring him to the center, why don't we make a hero out of him? Well, if we would have done this, supposedly if we would have done this, then probably you would have been saying, look, this is vendetta. You are trying to reward a person who took on the Gandhis. So naturally, that we are not making a hero out of a person who spoke the truth then, who brought out certain facts, it only shows that we are following a democratic path. As far as the allegations of Aam Aadmi Party and the and Mr. Chautala is concerned,
yes.
Well, as far as Mr. Chautala is concerned, since he belongs to Haryana, I would comment upon his questions. But as far as the Aam Aadmi Party is concerned, I would respectfully just
okay,
remind
so why don't
them
you take
of
Dushyant's
Mr.
question.
Kapil
take Dushyant's question. Why have you not filed an FIR yet? You in the campaign, you released a CD called Damaji. You published the complaints of Ashok Khemka. Now Khemka is consigned to one corner. That's the point that Randeep Surjewala made, and you haven't moved on the case.
Who said we have not moved on the case? We have democratically moved on the case. Had we dragged Mr. Vadra the first day we came into office, we assumed office, then the media and the Congress would have been saying this is badle ki rajneeti.
So let me
and
take
today,
last comment.
Just
Dushyant,
a second.
Dushyant,
no, Barkha, let me complete. This is half. Barkha, you don't interject Mr. Randeep Surjewala. Why do you interject?
Sambit, these are tired old conspiracy theories that if it don't work on me, I'm also an old war horse. Now complete your point.
No, it's not
and,
that.
And
but you cannot...
Try karoge. Chalo, you make your point to
Barkha, that is evident. These are not theories, these are facts. Barkha, you always say, aap jaldi
bol
dijiye, 30 second mein bol dijiye, 10 second mein bol dijiye. How many times did you ask Ashish Khaitan to speak in 10 seconds? Or how many times did you ask Sambit, Randeep Surjewala to
conspiracy
in
theories
seconds?
Will get you everywhere, but I think my
I did not bring conspiracy
actually, this,
theory.
This
you
program,
yourself.
Your
this was
conspiracy
a guilt
theories
conscience of yours
about
the conspiracy
giving the Congress
theory,
time simply do not work because it is the Congress arguments that have been demolished
Barkha,
on this program.
I
so I suggest
that
before
you
impute
motive,
you before you
impute
motive,
Sambit,
you look at the content
I
of the program.
I just wanted to complete my sentence.
Yes, please do.
That's
so.
What I was asking for.
Please do so.
I was saying, look, I mean, rather than wasting the time, you should have allowed me to do this.
Exactly.
Rather than saying the Bharatiya Janata Party is going soft on the Gandhis, you should see as to how democratically the Bharatiya Janata Party is moving. So all these allegations that we are trying to drag the Gandhis in the wrong way is absolutely unfounded.
Now, can I get Dushyant to ask you a question? Sambit, Dushyant, go ahead.
Mr. Patra, I just have two small questions for you. One is for the GST. To pass in Lok Sabha, Rajya Sabha, why hasn't the FIR of Associated General Limited Panchkula plot distribution to the Gandhi family still not given to the CBI? And as Mr. Dhingra has said in his reports that there are irregularities that has been proved, then will this case also be dealt under the state vigilance or will it be taken by the central government through
okay,
its agencies?
Okay, let Sambit respond now. Sambit, go ahead.
Though I would not preempt the mechanism of the investigation, but I would say humbly that, well, look, the Indian judicial system, the Indian inquiry system has its own way and it does take a bit of time. I'll give you an example of Chautalas from Haryana. It took a lot of time for the Chautalas to be dragged into the jail. And today the Chautalas are in jail. Why are they in jail? Because there was a democratic system, there was a judicial system. Lalu Prasad Yadav has been disqualified. He was in jail. It took 20 long years for him to be dragged to jail because of the fact that our judicial system takes some time. Please believe me, just as the Chautalas were not spared, Mr. Vadra, if he has done wrong, which I firmly believe he
Mr.
has
Patra,
done, and I wait for the report, I'm not
reading
the report, he would
be
in the same
registered.
Place where the Chautalas are.
Okay. I need to give 30 seconds concluding remarks to the very quickly Ashish Khaitan and then I want the two lawyers to end on this. Ashish, literally 20 seconds. I don't have more time than that.
Yeah, whether it is Augusta Westland or the National Herald case or Robert Vadra deal, in case after case what we have seen that the BJP just does enough to keep the pot boiling. So the charges of corruption, they remain in the news,
okay.
But they have failed to move substantially
okay.
on the ground legally
okay.
by way of registering FIR or
okay.
by arresting any of these people whom they said they will arrest immediately after coming into power.
Okay, KTS Tulsi, I'm befuddled again. You're adding tax to cost, tax to investment. One last comment on that.
You see, what I want to say is that now, the current policy in Haryana with regard to these projects is that FSI can be transferred, tradable, openly tradable. The policy has been liberalized. Yeah. At that time, the policy was not as liberal, but it wasn't illegal to transfer the license to another person. It was permitted and it was done legitimately.
And I would ask again, why would DLF need Robert Vadra to apply for the license? Pinky, last thoughts?
Because Robert Vadra had a more suitable land than the
individual. When DLF is one of the biggest developers, as they say, to have gone into the deal directly.
Okay, Sambit, my friend, you get the last word.
Now, I think impatience will not work here. I mean, either way, if you would not have started the investigation, then people would have been teasing us. The Congress would have been teasing. Why don't you start the investigation if you have the evidence? Democratic investigation has been done. I will patiently wait for the state government to react. And I think when people who have erred, they shout, the people of this country are extremely intelligent to see through as to what is happening. And okay. Robert Vadra today stands as an epitome and synonymous to nepotism and corruption.
All right, we will leave it there. Thanking our panel, waiting for the Justice Dhingra Commission report to be made public. I think that will really be the starting point of the next round of conversation. Leaving it there on the Buck Stops here. Thank you for watching. See you tomorrow night. 8 p.m.